Good morning.
Did you even know there was a radio station here?
I did.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been with this company, Microsoft, for quite a few years. I guess we could
quite
call you a veteran.
Hmm? You can call me that. I've been called other things. Veteran's fine.
So how long has it been?
Let me think. Well, I started working with the company in 1989 as a vendor, but I didn't join the company officially until 93.
People on the bus, somebody asked this question, so I'll just ask it verbatim. They say, how do you maintain your enthusiasm after being with Microsoft for all these years?
Because there's never a dull moment. It's never the same. Yeah. It's you think you know what you're doing and you have a plan and then it changes. This is what the company is about. It's never the same.
One of the things that's changing is user-generated content, isn't it?
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how's that changing marketing?
Well, it means that any marketing communication that we're building these days, we have to look at it and just say, can users pass this along? Can people engage with this? Is it something that our customers are going to be able to have some fun, amplify in some fashion? So it's changing the creative process.
We see your name all over the internet, and people here know who you are, obviously. I think they kind of want to know what you just do for fun. When you're not working and being enthusiastic with Microsoft, what do you do just for a hoot?
What do? I paint.
Yeah?
Yeah. I take art lessons every Sunday for 3 hours, and I do oils, and I'm into watercolors right now. Last Sunday was a watercolor festival.
Are you at a point where we could someday see your artwork?
Well, there is this thing I'm going to do. There's a girl who works for me who's just started a school for autistic kids, and so we're going to have an auction of my artwork and two of my friends' artwork. We're going to invite all our friends and demand that they buy them so we make money for Erin.
That sounds fantastic.
So if you play your cards right, you'll get an invite, and I'll strong-arm you to buy one.
Steve and Mike at MGX.com. That's how you find it.
You might regret this.
I don't think so. Yeah. All right, before we started talking on the air, you mentioned you were looking at our music playlist,
yes,
and you were mentioning what's on your Zune. So what are you listening to right now?
Right now, I'm listening to Razorlight, a Snow Patrol.
Well, you're hip.
Am I?
Yeah, Snow Patrol's hip, man.
Some Lou Reed.
Classic Lou Reed.
Yeah, The Fray, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, good stuff.
Mitch lost me at Justin Timberlake, but I was right there with all the others.
And this other guy who's just so fabulous, Paolo Nutini. Do you know him?
No.
Oh, he's a Scottish singer, so soulful.
All right. Well, I know you have to get back to work.
I do.
If this is really work today.
Slaving away.
Before we split, though, I mean, there's so many people listening to us right now on a bus.
Captive audience.
Yeah, we hope so, because they can't get off the bus.
Get off the bus.
Pull the little thing. What would you like to say to all the people here attending MGX?
Have fun.
Very good. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Very, very nice to meet both of you.
Thank you
have
so
fun.
Much.
Yeah. Hey, what's your favorite radio station?
My favorite radio station is MGX. I listen to it all the time.